Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for that pre-opening summary, and here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady to firm in some locations, where demand for late week deliveries is expected to be mildly supportive for prices. Terminals are called generally steady with tops from $42 to $44. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,841. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54.50 to $65. The weighted average, $61.62, a gain of $1.14 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.25 to $52.20, the weighted average $49.77. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,274, the base price range $53.25 to $66, the weighted average $62.07, a gain of 62 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.54 to $52, the weighted average $49.46. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. And Ed, in this late in April, are we talking about snow across part of the Corn Belt?
Yeah, although the northern Corn Belt, the average snowfall is not zero up there, so it's not totally unusual, but the intensity of the snowfall in some areas is, because we're looking at winter storm warnings across Wisconsin and northern portions of Iowa and much of Minnesota, some places in Minnesota and north central Iowa, even under a heavy snow warning. So snowfall is expected to be heavier than usual in those places. A general 8 to 10 inches of snow can be expected in the heavy snow warning areas. And we are going to see problems with travel. And I'm having problems with my computer. It just keeps throwing me out of what I've got here. And so pardon me for a second while I reload things, as I was looking at the radar and it just plain popped up and went away. But I can tell you there's snow right now across northern Illinois and northern Indiana. I'm just going to have to do it all from memory. And there's actually winter weather advisories along the I-80 corridor in Illinois. From the Quad Cities on over to I-39, and there's going to be about 1 to 3 inches of snow there later today with strong winds, and you go north of I-80, and some of the snowfall will be heavier, especially as you get up toward the Wisconsin border. Now, in the city of Chicago, the snow there is going to change to rain and then eventually back to snow. So we're going to see not as much in the way of accumulation in Chicago, so no advisory in effect right in Chicago proper, but you just go north and west of Chicago and there will be a lot more snow. And the snow is falling right now from about Fort Wayne, Indiana to Valparaiso, Indiana on northward. So there will be snow accumulating, covering the fields of the northern half of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, far northern Illinois, far northern Indiana, far northwestern Ohio, and much of Michigan here when all is said and done. South of there, rain making the fields just wetter, so no access to fields here over the next several days. Now, as we look ahead, we're going to have a few more weather systems coming through, and behind each one, temperatures are going to drop down and stay below average, and that means soil temperatures are going to stay down here for a while. Although next week doesn't look as cold as what we've had of late, we'll be turning a little bit more seasonable. I think those areas that do get a snow cover, though, will be, of course, much slower to warm up than those that don't have a snow cover. One good bit of news for producers, the next system coming in for Friday into Saturday now looks like it's taking a track a little farther south with the moisture, so while some rain is still going to fall, many areas won't get as much, so that will help. Maybe prevent fields from getting even more soaked. The exception being in far southern portions of our two-state area in the Ohio River Valley, where some locally heavy precipitation is possible this weekend. So those areas are going to stay inaccessible into next week. Now, next week, it looks like another system is going to come through the middle of next week with some precipitation. But again, the energy seems to be shifting a little bit farther south on the latest model run. So that would affect the Delta and the far southern Midwest with more precipitation than anywhere else. So as we look ahead to next week, it looks still occasionally showery, occasionally a little bit cooler than average, but temperatures inching up compared to where they've been of late, and precipitation may be slackening off just a little bit. So some fields will see some improvement next week, but I don't think it's going to be quick improvement. The Delta is going to get blasted with more rain here Friday into Saturday, and again the middle of next week. Good for crops that are growing, bad for getting into the fields. Out in the plain states, more rain is expected, and even some snow in parts of northeastern Colorado and northwestern Kansas here starting tomorrow. But some areas will of Colorado and Kansas and neighboring states will get some locally heavy rain, so that will provide more moisture for the wheat. And we're looking at a situation where there's no problems with dryness out there. The problems are now with the fact it got so cold that there was likely some damage after some warm weather, and also with the possibility that some areas are getting a little too wet. In the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, they're going to be cool, but most of the precipitation's now tapered off, so that'll be improving conditions there looking toward planting here in the not-too-distant future. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 478.5, up one, last trade up 5.25. July 479, up 1.25, last trade up 4.5. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 459.5, up 1.75, last trade up 4.5. July 474, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. May corn opened at 368.25, down 3/4, last trade up 1.75. July 380, down 1.25, last trade up 1.5. December 393, down 1.5, last trade up 0.5. March 404, down 1.25, last trade up 1.25. May beans opened at 744.25, up 1.75, last trade up 4.25. July 760.5, unchanged, last trade up 3.5. November 788.5, up 1, last trade up 4.75. May soybean meal opened at 205, up 20. Last trade up 70. May soybean oil opened at 32.46, unchanged. Last trade up 12. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, what are you thinking about the markets for the opening today as we saw, some significant rains come through? I think we got a little bit under 4/10 in our little weather gauge out back.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a tough call right now, no doubt about that. I guess my feeling is that today's rain and the Friday-Saturday system is presumably pretty much factored in the market. It seems to me like the focus is sort of on, you know, what the heck next week has to deliver at this point. But no question, the current situation, and then, you know, including the snow on LaSalle Street in Chicago, is a little unsettling and would add to the firmer undertone, I'd have to say.
Is much of what we've been seeing too short covering getting into the July contract?
Is much of it getting to the July contract?
Correct. Getting out of the May and getting into the July. Are we seeing short covering
here? I don't know. I think, you know, spread activity like that, rolling of positions, I think is fairly price neutral, as far as flat price goes. But I think, you know, new players are, you know, hard pressed right now to come to any really hard conclusion in terms of what the heck's about to happen here. So the uncertainty certainly commands a risk premium in the market.
So where does corn open this morning?
One or two higher sounds like is the call, and can't argue that. That's, you know, where the night session went off, and it seems like a good place for starters. Beans, I'd say four or five higher.
Are you looking at May futures and the beans around the 740 area to see whether or not it will hold that line of support?
Yeah, I think yesterday's low is a critical area. It's been a pretty orderly decline here so far. If anything, I would think additional rains would tend to be a little negative beans eventually. But if you've got a rallying corn market, beans aren't about to fall out of bed, I don't think. But I think it sort of sets the stage for eventual greater weakness in the beans.
About 25 seconds. What are you seeing in the wheat?
Well, boy, the tabulating will continue for a long time here. I mean, we might as well face it. We're just not going to know anything for quite a while, probably until you really get out in the fields and start to harvest this stuff. So 3 to 5 higher seems to be a call this morning, and I think it's going to be very well supported on breaks as long as that uncertainty is out there.
Thank you much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave. Take care.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.